more information.
Could you state your name for the record, please?
Kenneth Thurman.
Go ahead.
And I appreciate your consideration for rezoning. I have the property sold pending rezoning to commercial, and so that's why I'm requesting it. It's surrounded on all sides, like Scott said, by either commercial or mobile home.
I don't have any questions.
Okay.
Thank you. Ask if there's anyone here in remonstrance of the petition or against the petition. Come forward.
Commissioners, my name is Corey Roebuck. I represent the buyer of this particular lot. I just want to make myself available. If there's any questions, I don't have any comments. Obviously, I'm in favor.
No questions.
Awesome.
Considering it's commercial all the way around, the mobile home park on the one side, and that runs clear to the back, and it's all, I don't see any private residents adjoining. It's a commercial area.
You might have some more people you might ask.
Is there anyone else wanting to come up?
Yep.
Please state your name for the record.
Claude Ayers. I live across the street in a house right next to Ayers Heating and Cooling. I own Ayers Heating and Cooling. And the only issues that I have is if we zone this commercial, there's going to be a lot more traffic, and we already have a big issue with traffic through there. We have automobile wrecks there all the time because we've got those two trailers, RV park, or the RV certified place, and they just enter the road there, and there are crashes there constantly. And that's what I'm concerned about. And like I said, you just can't even hardly get down the road there as it is. So that's my biggest concern about that, is the traffic increase. And also, I mean, they put something commercial in there, and that driveway lines up directly with my home, and I'm going to have lights coming in and out, you know, of their driveway into my home at all hours of the night. So that also concerns me. So, and that's all.
All right. Thank you.
I didn't realize that there was a residential home right there. That's right beside the Ayers Heating and Cooling.
Yeah.
Scott, what's the distance about? Can you tell from where you turn there at H, where it's got the turn lane, where it begins?
To where?
From the area that we're talking about.
The entrance or the edge of the property?
Well, is there a road there already coming off of?
There's a driveway right here, I believe. Kenneth could answer that a little better, but I remember there's a drive straight across. That's 1,318 feet.
There is a drive there, but the property is situated such that the drive can be put anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So MoDOT could look at that for the safety reasons and determine is that where the drive could be?
Of course, the drive is going to be relative to what the use is. It's how wide he's going to need.
Correct.
Yeah, and then that might dictate the location and size of the driveway.
The prospective purchaser wants to come forward. Come on up.
If I could just make two comments and may clarify some. The buyer of this lot is an existing business owner in Forsyth, so the desire is to move to an owned facility as opposed to a leased facility, so traffic impact should be the same. The cars are already passing this location to get to another location. And then secondly, the business hours, the current plan is not to be running any different than regular business hours, so it shouldn't be all hours of the night that cars are driving in and out of there. It's regular business hours.
Thank you. I have a question for Mr. Ayers. Could you? What are your business hours?
Oh, I usually go in about 8 and shut at 4.
Okay.
So, and I don't have a high traffic business. I mean, I don't have one. I also want to mention the environmental impact on that. Both sides of that property, if it rains very much, both sides of that property has standing water on it in the little valleys there. And I'm afraid if they pave that, it's going to increase that impact on other areas like the certified RV area. I'm afraid that'll spill on off because it gets standing water.
But your property's across the highway.
Mine's across the highway, yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to come forward? I don't have any further questions.
Do you have anything else?
Any more? Any further?
Move to accept order number for the zoning district amendment 8-19-2021-2.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Penalties and interest. Thank you. Is this the amount we're talking about? I didn't have that document in here.
I went online and printed it from the collector's
office. Do you have the document that she's... I went to look for the amount. And
I went online and printed the document on the collector's side. The paid bill, I wanted to see when it was paid.
The amount. That's all I was asking. I didn't know.
I just had some questions when I was going through it.
Have a copy of the amount over there? Is that what was...
For the paid receipt?
Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
Yep, that's what I was looking for.
Thanks.
And I'm here if you need any clarification.
Okay. Oh, I thought I did.
No.
I'm sorry. We are here on the penalties and interest, number 18-7.0-35-003-001-033.001.